Well, welcome back to Mind the Gap. Today we have a special guest with us, and we're really excited to have her here with us. Vanessa is the magic behind the scenes of this podcast. So, Vanessa, welcome.
Thank you. I guess I'm either the magic or the problem behind the scenes.
We call it magic because it's something that we record, and then it just shows up all finished. So for us, that's magic.
It is.
So we're excited to have Vanessa here today because we wanted another female perspective on today's topic. And it's something that we've been talking about amongst ourselves behind the scenes for a while. And that is modesty. And it's kind of a heavy topic. It covers a lot. And today we're going to try and break some of the ideas of what modesty should look like with our kids and with ourselves and moving forward with that. So,
I think we have to talk about how difficult the topic is, as far as, like, I don't think most parents know how to have this conversation with their kids, or they do it the way they just know how or seems natural to them, and that maybe that's not always the best way to do it in this regard. This is a very delicate topic, so I'm glad we're talking about it because it has potential to cause a lot of problems.
Yeah, and I think it, like you said, it has to be very delicate because especially when we're talking with our daughters and even with talking with our sons, I think we don't want to body shame. We don't want to make our kids feel at fault with anything. So I think giving parents tools to help have these conversations appropriately to empower their children will be really helpful.
Right. So I guess maybe a good place to start would be, first, I don't think any of us in this room here are going to be able to talk about this without also talking about the culture we exist in as far as our church culture. So if you're not a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, like, I think we can all at some level understand the cultural aspects that we share with a lot of other churches and a lot of other families that aren't even religious, but we're going to be talking about it in terms of how we grew up, the messages we heard. Right. So maybe something to talk about would be really helpful to hear from both of the ladies here. What did that look like for you guys growing up? What did the message of modesty, what did that sound like? What did you hear? What do you remember?
I think that's something I've been trying to think about. And I don't remember specifically anything that leaders or my parents said. I do remember shopping with my mom, though, and that the shorts I wanted to buy that were probably mid-thigh weren't long enough. And I really wanted to buy them because I knew I looked like a nerd with longer shorts than that in middle school. So I don't remember specific messages from either leaders in church or my parents, but I know it was something that was definitely pressed upon. And I know that, going shopping was something that I remember that we would only buy one-piece swimsuits, and I think my mom bought me a tank top once, and that was surprising. I was like, really? Like, you're saying I can wear this? And it was like, a very wide tank top, so I think that was probably why it was okay. But I do remember just my own thoughts on it and thinking that it was kind of like a definition. Does that make sense? Like, modesty was like related in inches and sizes and not necessarily what it actually means to be modest.
I agree. I feel the same way because I grew up in a family with seven brothers. I was the only girl. So I can kind of imagine what my parents were thinking, like, okay, how are we going to raise this daughter? We're raising her seven sons, totally different. Same thing. Like, I remember summers being excited to go to the lake. I grew up where there's a lake just not far from us that we would always swim in. And my parents would buy a one-piece bathing suit, and then I was told to wear shorts and a t-shirt over my bathing suit. And I always remember thinking, well, the boys don't have to wear a shirt when they swim. And, it's always these thoughts in the back of my head that I was just thought, well, okay, I guess that's just the way it is. And yeah, it was different. Like, I wasn't allowed to wear skirts that were mid-thigh. They had to come to my knees. And it was inches. I like how you describe that. It was, modesty was measured in inches. And so I, in my little brain, I always thought, okay, it's immodest to show my shoulders growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to think dog was towing your shoulders? I did never understand it. It was never explained or never, it just was, that was the culture and that's what we were taught.
Was there some moral, like when you think of the word modesty and being modest or immodest, like was there like some moral equivalency attached to that? Was there like right and wrong, good or bad?
Yeah, I think so. I think very much that, you know, there's that it's good to be modest. Really trying to think if there was actual words that I can remember that was said to me about modesty, but I know that it related to me judging others for what they wore and thinking that maybe they weren't following things that they should have. So it kind of caused a lot of judgment in my own thinking of other people. They've had a kind of break even as an adult to not think of what people are wearing in terms of their devotion to what they believe.
Yeah, I think too, when you said that, it made me think about how I related modesty with morality as a child. And if somebody was wearing something or if I was wearing something, I was going to be looked at as not being morally clean. And morally clean meaning like I was being inappropriate in my behavior, you know. And so it was interesting how that was tied to an action, even though I know the majority of my friends, if they were wearing something that was too short, you know, air quotes or whatever, they were morally clean. They were good. They were good in terms of keeping themselves. Gosh, it's hard to talk about this without
the culture,
yeah, of understanding kind of where we come from. But yeah, it was kind of like shaming them and thinking like, oh, they're inappropriate. They must be doing stuff that they shouldn't be doing, mm-hmm, because they're wearing short shorts and a tank top.
Which, think about how, like, how destructive that messaging is, because I mean, I guess there is the side of, and me and Vanessa have talked about this a little bit, modesty is an attitude, not necessarily a checklist, right? And so you have, let's just say you have the two extreme opposites. You have the girl or the woman who is wearing, and again, air quotes, immodest, a two-piece bathing suit or something short that isn't culturally appropriate in that, in their perspective culture. And she is doing it with necessarily maybe the wrong in air quotes attitude, because I'm not going to put judgments on whether this is right or wrong. But for me, I don't feel like it's helpful to wear clothing that my intent is, you know, I want people ogling me or I want people looking at me or like that's not a modest attitude to me, right? But then you have the converse, which is the girl who's wearing the exact same thing, but is confident in who she is, doesn't care about what other people think. She's not wearing it for anybody else other than herself because she feels comfortable in it. And so that messaging has potential to destroy that confident girl, right? And that confident girl is really the more resilient of the two. And we're just tearing her down through a lot of this.
Yeah, so it was, I had this conversation with a couple of my friends from that I grew up with. We all grew up in the same culture, the same city, same environment. And now we're all older and we all have teenagers and we have kids and younger kids. And I had asked them kind of this question, you know, because it had come up in my family. And one of my friends, and it was really funny because, of course, we go back to our teenage years. We're starting to think about how we were as teenagers. And she was saying, I wore those clothes because I wanted boys to look at me. Mm-hmm. And so she, in her perspective, is seeing that still today, that girls are dressing that way so that boys, she would attract attention from boys.
When her worth was attached to that, yeah, at the time, right? Yeah.
And she's not that way today. Totally. She is a very confident woman in who she is. I mean, this woman is someone that I look up to so much. And so that's not who she is today, you know? But it was interesting that she made that comment. Of course, we're all laughing, you know, because she was like, oh, I used to wear this and this and this to get the boys to look at me. And then on the flip side, I had another friend who said, I used to look at boys who would wear short shorts and the guys who wouldn't wear shirts and they would have the top of their underwear brand hanging out. You know, she was like, I was
Marky Mark.
Yes, Mark. Yes, that was the thing. And she was saying, I was actually super attracted to that, you know, like I would look at the boys like that. And I doubt a boy is gonna, they just, they're different, right? They're not, I mean, maybe, I don't know, but the boys weren't out there flaunting themselves like, hey, my underwear's sticking out. They're just so dang lazy. They don't pull their shorts up to cover their underwear, you know?
Yeah. Pretty much true.
I don't think they're getting the same lessons in their Sunday school. About,
yeah, like cover your underwear line.
Girls are looking at that.
Girls are looking at your underwear line. But it is, it's the flip side that I love that we talk about the attitude, because that's what I am trying to teach my daughters and my, yeah, my sons even, that it's the attitude behind what you wear and not the length in inches, yeah, defining your modesty.
I was thinking as you guys were talking about intention, as a teenager, I would think, you know, I wanted to follow what I was taught. And so I would make sure that I got to a point where I wanted to cover my shoulders or wear things to my knees. And I remember a guy I was dating was like, why don't you wear like shorts? Like, you know, like regular shorts. And we were both members of the same church. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I thought he would almost respect that I was wearing that. But I remember one specific dress that I bought that it was modest by inches, but it was very form-fitting, if that makes sense. So I think the intent, you know, I did not have intentions of being modest. So I think if I had more of that idea of, you know, it's not about measurements, but about what, how I feel and what are my intentions for wearing this, I would have made better decisions about that. So I just thought that was something I remember that was interesting.
And that brings up in my head the, like, I think a lot of times when we talk in these ways and the ways we heard growing up, we're putting all the responsibility on women, right? And the reality is it's a boy's issue if it's an issue, right? I have to tell parents this all the time when I'm talking to them. And I'm usually talking to parents of boys who are struggling with pornography or sex addiction. And the parents have the, I'm worried that he'll see this or that he'll see that. And how do I protect him from the girls walking down this at the Wet and Wild and all that stuff? And I just have to explain to him, like, you know, yeah, that girl, she's not pornography, but she can be pornography to him in a two piece. She can be pornography to him fully clothed, right? Like how she dresses isn't the problem here. It's his objectification of her. That's the problem. And that's something I help men work through. But the reality is you can be immodest fully clothed. And it's, I think that's based on your intention. I think immodesty is an attitude, not a checklist. You guys are absolutely right.
And I hope that we can portray this to the youth today, because I think it's a really important message that the youth feel. I think both the boys and the girls on both spectrums, I think that we need to help them understand that it is an attitude. Because when I send my daughters out to dance, right, like they are wearing tight leotards. They have to be fitted to their body, mm-hmm, because you have to be able to see their movements. And my daughters are learning that their bodies are used for something that is so beautiful. I mean, they move their bodies in a way that I couldn't even dream about moving my body. They stretch and they bend and they have strength and they're beautiful in the way that they move their bodies because of dance. And on the flip side, like I was an athlete growing up and I did sports and I had so much pride in myself in working out and being strong and fit and being the strongest that I could. So my body was used for sports in a different way, you know, and being strong. And I think if we can teach our daughters to empower themselves that way and knowing that their bodies are used for something so powerful in for themselves, is going to be really important. So my daughters will go out in their dance attire and not feel immodest.
Yeah.
Because they know that it's appropriate for their activities and who they are. And my boys on the flip side, don't look at their sisters and say it's inappropriate, because they see their sisters in a totally different way as well, right, knowing that they're dancers and they're athletes. And so I think I'm hoping that it's training them to look at their friends and the people that they date and associate with in a different light and an appropriate light and not immorally.
It's bringing up two thoughts in my head here. The first is, I think you're right. I think because just the way you guys have the culture in your family is going to help out a ton, right? But I also have this thought that when we are talking in the way that we're talking about is a negative way to talk about morality, you know, cover your legs and cover your shoulders and make sure, right? I don't think we realize what we're doing, but we're actually turning that woman into an object still, right? We're telling that girl that she has something to hide and that her worth is tied to, like, we're still objectifying that woman. And that's a huge problem. And then the other problem, and this is coming from my clinical experience working with couples, newly married couples that have sexual dysfunction. There's nothing wrong with feeling sexy. There's nothing wrong with it, right? Appropriate time and places. But I feel like we're shutting a lot of these girls down and a lot of these boys down later in life when it is time to have those types of relationships because they've been told this is bad, bad, bad. And then they have a hard time feeling sexual, right? So there's like that balance, right? Like, I don't want to shut down someone's sexuality because sexuality is a gift and it's beautiful. And you should be allowed to feel sexy. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the problem comes in is when we start getting these marriages that are coming together where they've both heard these messages growing up. And yeah, sex is maybe happening, but it's not happening. And it's not happening in a way. It's not happening in a way that's building connection. There's not that real passion and intimacy because now it's just something we do. It's not the connection. And the feeling sexy and feeling sexual is part of that. And I don't think the way we talk about modesty facilitates that at all. A lot of people in my office because of that.
And I think that is important. It is important to not shame women into thinking that we are responsible for men and boys' thoughts and actions. But there also comes a line, and Jeremy and I don't have girls. So when does it come a line when your girls are older and they want to wear, you know, something that you're like, okay, you know, maybe this isn't a good idea. So what do you say to them, Sherry?
So I think for me is that, like I said, going back to what Jeremy said, it's an attitude. And so I have allowed my daughters to wear two-piece bathing suits, and because it is an attitude, and they're not wearing them to show their bodies off. They're wearing them because they're fun. They're, you know, they enjoy the prints. They enjoy the styles. They also wear one-piece bathing suits. They also have bathing suits that fully cover their arms. When it's super hot and sunny, they're cute. You know, they don't, it's not defined by being sexy in a bathing suit. It's defined by like, hey, I like this bathing suit. I like this pattern.
I like the way I feel in it.
And they do. Yeah. The way they feel, you know, appropriate. So I have talked to my daughters about it, and I feel like, their body parts that are sacred and that should be covered, you know, I don't allow them to wear bottoms that are gonna fully expose their butt cheeks. Mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
You know, for me and my daughters and in our family, like that's where I've talked to my daughters about it, just because that for us is showing modesty in their behavior. Like, let's just make sure our rear ends are fully covered.
And I like the way you talk about how it's sacred, right? Yeah. And something I'm protecting, not from anybody,
no,
but it's out of respect for my body.
Yes.
Right? Because those are sacred to me.
Yeah. And that's what I've taught them. I haven't even mentioned them to them about anybody else except for themselves and how they feel about themselves. And I think that's really important. Because if I ever said, well, if a boy is to look at you and he looks at your rear end, you know, then I'm bringing up a whole new thought process for them. And that's going to come naturally for them anyway, right? So I'm not going to expose that to them younger. I want them to feel empowered in who they are. And so we have established guidelines right now at a young age that their tops are fully covered and that their bottoms are fully covered. If they show their stomachs, that's not a big deal to me. Right. And it's not a big deal to them.
Right.
And so we've kind of established that at a young age, and we'll just move forward. And then again, also, as they do grow, I think changes are okay. Yeah. Adjustments can be made. I've done the same thing with my boys. As they've gotten older, they've had different rules and different restrictions, or they've had more freedoms. And it's just based on their age and their attitude.
And the kid, yep.
Yeah, each child is very different.
I have two thoughts. One, I'm glad I'm not a girl, because to be honest, one-piece bathing suits seem like super uncomfortable. feel like I'd be adjusting that crap all the time. Two, I will never wear one of those. Do they have men versions of that?
Well, they have men rompers, so I bet they have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Nate wears a one-piece biking outfit.
Oh. I couldn't do it.
But it comes down to his knees, you know. Ooh, I'm going to cut those off and make him.
Make him do it, see how it feels.
I want to see how he feels wearing this one-piece thing that chafes you in areas.
Yeah. And then too, like if I was a girl and I heard that, if I ever heard the message of you got the boys, you never know, I'm gonna be like, I would just be quoting Jesus all over the place where he says, if you're right, I offend these, pluck it out. Right? He doesn't tell the woman to change. He says, pluck out your eyeball.
Yeah.
Right? If that's a problem. And then the other thought is, and this maybe is a little bit of a discussion point because I would need your guys' perspective on it. So we can teach our kids and we can help them have the right attitudes with modesty and feel comfortable in their bodies. But I think you just mentioned it, inevitably the attention from the boys is going to come, right? And how do you help them through that to not get into the whole, because then it would be very easy for that attitude to shift into, well, I want to wear this because the boys, right? So how do you help them through that once they get older? Like, that's perplexing to me right now.
I don't know, but all I know is that Alyssa is 11. She's going to be 12. So I hope we keep this going in the next 3 or 4 years because I may not know what to do.
And here's the thing. Like you can do all you can, but once you let her out into that world and the boys start giving her attention, it's almost like Pavlovian conditioning, right? She wears something, all the boys talk to her. And I'm like, how do you help them with that part? What are you? I don't know. I need your guys' perspective on that one.
That is a
and there really, may not really be a right question. Answer right now, but maybe it's just something we discuss to hash out.
But I think part of that is teaching them at a young age, you know, the intention of doing things. So if your intention is in the right place, then hopefully that carries over and they might enjoy it. But then hopefully they're like, but I want to grab the attention of boys who will respect me.
Yeah.
So maybe they realize that those boys might not be the ones who would respect.
I think it just worked out in my head. If that girl knows who she is and she's confident in who she is, the attention can come. She's not going to reject it. That would be like, that's dumb, right? Like, there's nothing wrong with liking that boys like you, but it's not going to have the same effect on her if she knows who she is, because her worth isn't based on that at that point. She knows who she really is.
I think so, because I mean, just think about back with me being a teenager with all my girlfriends, right? Like, we spent a lot of time trying to attract boys' attention, right?
Yeah.
And
I think that's a pretty common teenage experience.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's appropriate. I think it's okay, because it teaches us when we start dating.
To learn how to flirt.
And then, and in a marriage too, I think we still want to maintain, you know, a relationship, like, mm-hmm. we don't want just to go cold. So I think those are things that you start to developing, like, hey, I want to be attractive, but also feeling confident in who I am. I think it is a fine line. And I think having a relationship with your children, having open conversations and just keeping it real with them. I mean, I've done that with the boys and they're older, like Austin's 18, Luke's 15. And now I have Alyssa's almost 12 and Remy's almost 10. So my perspective may totally change in the next few years raising daughters.
Yeah.
I hope that I can just be open in communicating with them what I see and how I feel. And I let them express themselves all the time. Like, if they don't feel comfortable in something, that's on them. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. You don't have to wear that, you know? Mm-hmm. And so far, because they're still young, we're okay. And their attitude about the things that they wear. But yeah, it could change and then we'll have to revisit those conversations. But I just want them to feel empowered knowing that they are strong young women, that they can love who they are and that nothing affects that. I don't care if anybody looks at you a certain way, people talk to you a certain way. Like, you have to have control over yourself and your emotions and your feelings and your thoughts and be who you are and let nobody change that.
Okay, so I just have to say something that bothers me. We don't have to keep this in here, but we can. It really bothers me, though, when, especially in our church, and you get an invitation to go somewhere, and it says only one-piece bathing suits allowed. They will not let you in without a one-piece bathing suit. And I'm like, I don't know how Christ-like that is.
Well, let me explain. This is a situation. So this will explain to you how strongly I feel about this topic, because it was a few years ago. I was involved in our girls' camp And instead of doing a hike, we do, you know, the girls are do, our girls do hikes at part of their girls' camp. We decided to do a 5K run. Okay. And on the brochure, they told the girls they were not allowed to wear short shorts or tank tops. Mm. And I...
Which is totally appropriate for working out. Like, it's totally appropriate for everyday wear.
Appropriate.
And then you're going to say you can't... Yeah, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So that was my thought. So I was sitting in a room full of women... And nobody said anything. And I was like, I cannot let this go. I know for a fact a couple of these young women actually run. They're track runners. And they do not wear leggings and long sleeve shirts.
It doesn't work.
When they run track.
Yeah.
And I mean, we actually had a girl who was, she was like almost an Olympic. Like she was, I mean, she was going to be a professional runner. I mean, this girl was, right. You know, anyway. I thought to myself, what are you telling her? That she's not allowed to wear her appropriate track gear to run in a 5K church event. So I finally, after it took a lot of, you know, I just sat back and I listened and then I thought, I can't do this anymore. I stood up and I said, no, this is not okay. These girls should be able to wear whatever they want to wear to run in. And it took some convincing and it took a lot of coercing, but because of the culture, having the conversation with them and trying to explain to these other women that it was going to be okay to let the girls wear tank tops and shorts to run and that was totally appropriate was kind of a difficult conversation, but it ended up happening. And I think it ended up being okay. But I think we have to be really careful with what we're teaching our girls and our daughters about what's inappropriate and appropriate with even within our culture.
I like the idea, though, that we're talking about here about the intention, because I think that can relate to lots of things with our kids if we talk about the intention why we do things so that we're not just doing things blindly without a reason behind them. And then it becomes a judgment of yourself and a judgment of others if you see them not doing X, Y, and Z and instead focus on your own intent and heart. Where your heart is.
Are you coming around to my idea of obedience is not a virtue? Are you finally coming around to that idea? Because it's not. Obedience is not a blind obedience is not a virtue.
I love that.
And if you want it, I guess you could define it as obedience, but if you're doing it with the right intent and you're doing it because you want to, it's no longer obedience.
Right.
Right? It's not obedience at that point because it's your heart is changing and you want to do it. Obedience is not a virtue. Blah.
I love Vanessa that you said that because I think that is really important that when we do have something that we want to teach our kids, what is the intent behind it and why are we doing this? Not I agree that I don't like blind obedience. I like understanding the reasoning behind different
things you do.
Yeah, things we do.
Well, and here's the thing. Maybe I don't think blind obedience, like if I don't know why but I want to know why, doing the thing can help me know why. Totally. And I don't think that's blind obedience either, even right. if I don't know why yet. But trying it and doing yeah. it, yeah.
Yeah.
Or like we talked about, like the intent. So if you're just doing it to look good or to have people think of you a certain way, then...
I'll see you in hell.
Yeah. Hopefully not.
And one thing I want to bring up to you really quickly is that... And also teaching our kids to not judge others.
Yep.
And I think that's really, really important because my daughters have been on the flip side of being judged mm-hmm. because of things that they've worn. I mean, this was a few years ago. One of my daughters wore a romper and she was fully covered, minus the fact that her shoulders were exposed and it came to her mid-thigh. And she went to an activity and two or three girls told her that she was dressed inappropriately and she looked like she was naked. And my daughter came home from this activity that she was supposed to go and be uplifted at and fulfilled and, you know, and feel great. And she came home very defeated. And again, like I was trying to build her up and told her that, you know, doesn't matter what other people say, you know who you are. And on the flip side, I taught her about judging others. And I said, that's fine. If they want to wear those clothing, you don't judge them. You know, if those girls want to wear, anyway, I try to teach my daughters that you don't judge others for what they wear. You know, not only do we not want to be judged, but on the flip side, if somebody wants to be fully covered from head to toe, in whatever garb that they want to wear, that's totally fine. You know, like if, and not to judge them. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's a fine line too on the flip side of, if somebody wants to wear something that they don't want to wear, we can't judge them.
That's just a good way to live anyway. It's so much happier just to stay on your side of the street. And it's none of my business how other people decide to live their life.
Totally.
It's my job to love them anyway.
Yeah. I think that's the key, right? Just let's just love everybody and stop being judgmental. And
amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
So we could go on and on. There's a lot that more that could go into this conversation.
I could rant for an hour on this topic.
But I think we really wanted to emphasize that modesty is an attitude and it shouldn't be measured in inches. I love that you said that, Vanessa, because I kind of like that. That let's not, I mean, they'd even do it at school, right? My girls are literally taking their fingers mm-hmm. and they're measuring their shoulders and they're measuring their shorts to see if they're long enough and if their tank tops are coming far enough over mm-hmm. their shoulders, you know? I mean, it's measured mm-hmm. in inches even at school.
Yeah, but depending on the length of your arms, right?
Totally.
So Sherry, you and I.
I know.
Our shorts were like past our knees.
When you have monkey arms like I do, your outfits are really not that cool.
I feel for Vanessa and Sherry because they both are tall and have long torsos. I'm like, I don't know how you guys shop.
Yeah. It's been a pain.
People are like, oh, we've been with Vanessa shopping
and it's kind of a pain.
Yes, it is a pain. So we hope you've learned some things today. Today we didn't have Austin with us. We felt this would just be a little bit more appropriate for the adults to talk about it. But we would love to welcome any thoughts and ideas that you have regarding this topic. And we would love to bring teens into this at a future time.
Absolutely.
And just get their perspectives on how they feel about it. But today we thought it would be a great idea to talk about it between the adults and how we can teach our children and ourselves that that modesty is an attitude.
Sweet. Thanks for listening,
Vanessa,
guys.
Do you have any final thoughts for us?
No, just thanks for letting me come be a part of this on the front side of it.
Just thanks for coming and joining me, being a female perspective on this. And I've learned a lot actually as well. So Jeremy, thanks for all your insights.
It's my job to pluck my eyeball out. It's not your job to not offend me.
That's right. That's right.